Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Jaramary, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with me about the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. And this is a really exciting one because today I am coming to you from Scottsdale, Arizona, from the 25th Used Car Week. So big shout out to Bill and Joe and the Cherokee Media team. Thank you for a great event. As always, the education and the content and the energy are awesome. The networking and the people here, it's so good to see everybody and to be with you. And so I'm going to take this special opportunity to give my followers and listeners and viewers a sneak peek into our big five for 25. There's going to be a lot more coming on this. You're going to be hearing from Jonathan Smoke in the very near future, and he's going to give you a lot of details on his big five for 25. And so we're going to start with number one, which is post-election. The election is behind us, which means consumers have been on the fence and dealers have been on the fence too. I hear a lot of our organizations out there that have kind of hit the pause button, waiting to see what was gonna happen. And now that that's behind us, we have so many decisions that we are ready to make, that our consumers are ready to make, and that you as dealers have to be ready to make. We have to start moving into the future. So you got to have your running shoes on. We expect that the new administration is going to have an imminent rate reduction. Our consumers are going to have more certainty, more money in their pockets. We also expect that there's going to be some new administration and legal clarity around some of the things that have been kind of hanging over automotive for the last couple of years. So overall, a really good news story. And we also expect, as we always see post any presidential election cycle, the year after is a really positive year for consumer satisfaction. And that's really good news because post-COVID, because you all, franchise, independent, and OEMs, have done an incredible job. Customer satisfaction has gone up every year post-COVID, and it's because you're giving those consumers more channels and the ability to do business the way that they want to do business with you. Number two on our list is affordability. It has been a hot topic, and when you pair the affordability concerns that consumers have with the margin compression and cost concerns that our dealers and OEMs have, it's a really interesting formula, which means you have to be using data. You have to have your finger on the pulse of data that not only allows you to price your vehicles right, to move your inventory quickly, to justify your price, to justify your trade values that you're putting on cars, and to bring those consumers one step closer to you to move that inventory. Affordability is going to continue to be a challenge for consumers. We know that insurance prices have gone up 20% to 30%+ a year over the last couple of years, and we expect that the couple million vehicles have been recently totaled out of the marketplace due to the hurricanes impact, that we're going to continue to see those numbers go up. And so make sure that you are thinking of ways to keep your customers attached to you and to make sure that you're using data to justify your price, to build trust, and to ensure that you are able to move your inventory with the finger on the pulse of your inventory management. Third, and this is one of the most important ones that is probably going to be the most exciting to you, we have some really good predictions about the new, used, and wholesale markets for 2025. They are all going to be record-breaking years. We expect that new is going to see the best year that it's seen since 2019. Used is going to have the best year that it's had since 2021. And wholesale prices and volume are going to continue to be strong. So a really good news story. But you're going to hear me at the end of this talk a little bit about market share. You cannot win the market share unless you are measuring and optimizing every channel that you have. So keep that top of mind. Next is EV journey, and journey is the key word there. We have all been on an EV roller coaster over the last handful of years, and that's going to continue. One of the best things that I've heard about EVs is there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Not every consumer is ready yet. And the key, like with any of these other e-commerce or digital retailing or transformational tools that we're giving to consumers to move into the future, you have to meet them where they are, which means it's not for everybody, but we do expect that we're going to continue for manufacturers to see more makes, more models, more hybrids, more choices. In fact, I was just at the MRC conference in West Palm Beach yesterday. It was a quick turn here to Scottsdale, Arizona. But the president of NADA was speaking, and he was talking a little bit about China having eyeballs on the U.S. and what's happening in our EV market. They've gotten such huge scale and penetration in China, and they're really thinking about how to break into our market. That's something that all of our manufacturers are going to have to think about and that our dealers are going to have to think about too. So don't write EVs off. We expect that more legislation is coming and some clarity. But remember, the consumers that are ready are ready, and the consumers that aren't, that's okay. You have plenty of ICE vehicles to sell to them, and that's going to continue to be the case. Next, we have consumer satisfaction. We mentioned that just a few minutes ago, but this really comes down to offering that omni-channel experience. We just released our evolving consumer study at Cox Automotive. It's kind of a precursor to the consumer buyer journey study that's coming out very shortly, the most exciting one that the whole industry is ready for here at the end of the year as we approach NADA. But what we are seeing with consumer satisfaction is that they're happier than they've ever been. And that's because you are giving them the ability to do all or none, a little or a lot of the steps of the sale online. And so what used to be digital retailing, you've heard me say for a long time, it's not digital retailing anymore, it's just retailing. And now it's one step beyond that. We're going to start calling it real-time retailing. Retailing from their couch or their office or your showroom floor with collaboration and tools that make them feel like they are in control of this self-guided process every step of the way. And it creates this perception in buyers, we're seeing it in every study that we do, that they are buying the car, they're not being sold the car. It changes aftermarket attachment, it changes F&I profitability. Consumers that are happy and feel like they are in control win, and that means you win from a profitability perspective. So that wraps up our big five for 25, and that moves me on to our acronym for 2025. You all heard me talk a lot about FIERCE is our acronym for 2024. Future focus, incrementality, efficiencies through expense reduction, revenue streams, customer experience, and e-commerce. So now that FIERCE is behind us, I want you to keep all those things in mind, but we're going to move on to ROCKET in 2025, R-O-C-K, which is ROI optimization. Get past the legacy means of measuring your success by cost pers that give you a 70 to 90% blind spot. Technology and data now allow you to make decisions on every dollar that you spend and every minute that your team spends with this full set of data, looking at that full consumer journey every step of the way. Great example is cost per lead. We see this again and again when we do top 10 and bottom 10 exercises across mid-size and large groups. What we find is that the lowest performing stores have the lowest cost pers. And when you think about it, it's just common sense. There are only two ways to drive down your cost per lead. Have crappy leads or do a poor job working them. Think about that. The store that takes 30 leads to sell a car is going to have a lower cost per lead than the store that takes 7 leads to sell the same car. So throw out your cost pers, throw out your legacy ways of measuring things that left plenty of blind spots, and start focusing on ROI, recognizing all vendors are not created equal, and they're all really important. But you've got to know what you're trying to drive, high, mid, and low funnel traffic, how to measure them, what the value prop is, and to make sure that you're getting value that exceeds the cost in every case. Maximize your return on investment and return on advertising spend. O is operational efficiencies. You have got to get to a set of processes that you can measure and optimize against to drive profitability in your organization. And we know profit is a real simple equation of the revenue coming in minus the expenses going out, and the profit is what is left over. But unless you are starting to find efficiencies in your operations and you are measuring and holding your teams accountable to those processes, you can't maximize that profitability at the end of the day. And then our C, of course, is consumer experience. And that is just as important on your fixed operation side as it is on your variable ops side. We've talked about this for a long time, but I want you to remember, with 24% of consumers upside down in their current vehicles, that means that most stable revenue stream within your organization, fixed operations, is going to be a really important part of the conversation for the next handful of years. And consumer experience happens and starts with that connected, ongoing attachment to consumers, this service with you. And then lastly, the K is keep what you have. Keep it. keep your staff, keep your customers, and keep your market share. Retention is key. Dealership turnover costs you money every single day. Pay your people well, train them right out of the gate, and have the right tools and technology and training that allow them to become more effective. Things like AI and technology, they shouldn't be challenging them. They shouldn't be scared of these things, but it's all in how you message and bring them along with you that gives you the ability to retain them. And the purpose of all of those things is to take your 25-car guy to a 32-car guy, to take your 15-car-a-month guy to a 19-car-a-month guy, your 10-car-a-month guy to a 15-car-a-month guy. That's all possible with technology, but you have to train and you have to keep the people that you have, and you have to invest in your people. And lastly, keep your market share. Looking at inventory levels or month over month or year over year data is a thing of the past. This industry is so dynamic, and there's so many changes coming at us every day. Market share is how you know if you are winning or losing. And I can guarantee you one thing, it is never static. It is always dynamic with every decision that you make or do not make. You are winning or losing market share. So keep what you have. Keep your people, keep your customers, and keep your market share. And that is going to be a wrap for today from Scottsdale, Arizona at Used Car Week. Again, huge congrats and thank you to Bill and Joe and the entire team for an excellent event and for this awesome podcast stage that they always have put together for us when we come to these events. And you can catch more of our episodes by visiting b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the road forward. You can also now catch us on your favorite platform for podcasts. Catch us on Spotify. And you can also subscribe so that you can be one of the first to hear every time a new episode is released, or almost weekly now. We're releasing bonus content for our dealers and OEMs to help you navigate what is most important in these ever-changing times of automotive. We'll continue the unjaded discussions with industry leaders and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting. It's coming next on the road ahead for all of us in automotive. And as always, we continue to cut through the noise to drive real results for you.